purpose and destiny, man. Everlasting life. Righteousness, man, with all the trimmings around it, with rights and privileges. Do you know you got a right to be healed? We got a right to be saved. We got a right to be delivered. We got a right to be provided for. Oh, Lord. What you saying, Arthur, man? I just want to share a little bit of you with you on this day, man. You know, a love story. And I'm going to say something while I'm right here, too. You know, in this love story that I'm talking about, man, listen, the children, when they grow up in the grace of God and everything else, and God pampering them and taking care of them and cleaning them up and feeding them, man, itself, you don't expect men to do that, man, forever. You do that, man, as we babies. And as we come into the kingdom. But you expect you, man, to go from milk to parable, from parable to the next stage of food, to the next stage of food. And let me tell you something, man. When you're a little bitty baby, man, you know, he don't chastise you, man, you know, or nothing like that, man. He ain't gonna never condemn you. But as you grow up, man, you know, and you're doing things that ain't right, man, he'll spank you, he'll whoop you, he'll chastise you. Who he love, he chastise, man. Let me tell you something. He ain't gonna just let you do anything. Man, he'll whip you. But he ain't gonna whip you, man, with no cancer and no sugar diabetes and no heart attacks and car wrecks and all that. No, he's going to take the word of God, man, and he'll whoop out behind, boy. When he whoop you behind, man, let me tell you the type of whooping that he do. It won't condemn you. It'll convict you. Tell me you say, Lord, I'm sorry. I ain't going to do it no more. Even if you do it again, man, you get that whooping, boy, you come right back and say, Lord, I'm sorry. Because he's going to whoop you. Now he ain't going to abuse you. He's going to chastise you. And when he do it, he's going to be in love. Tell what I say, man, you know it'll make you say, Lord, I'm sorry. Forgive me. Knowing that he's faithful and just to forgive us of all our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He's not like most of us in the way we do it. You know, we see a brother or sister taken in a fault, man, and we condemn him. We go and chastise him, giving the word of God, but we do it, man, and condemn him. Like they not suitable for use by God. Come on. That's the case, man. Ain't nobody suitable for use by God. Because we all fall short. What you're saying, Arthur, you know, God expect us to grow up in the kingdom. You don't just expect us to come into the kingdom and stay little bitty babies and want him to spoon feed you and take care of you and provide for you and put your clothes on and everything. And no. You gotta learn how to live in this kingdom, man, and the functioning laws and principles that govern. And boy, let me tell you something. As you learn how to live in this kingdom, man, guess what happened? It'd be like what Jesus said. Jesus said, I didn't come to do away with the law. I come to fulfill the law. What'll be happening, man, as you're growing up in the kingdom, you fulfilling the law. What, the law of God? Why? Because you're walking and talking with God. Like I say, you want a personal relationship with you. He wants you to know that you know. He don't just want you to know. He wants us to know that we know that we know that we know beyond any shadow of doubt that, man, whatever you may be, wherever you may be at, whether you're on the mountaintop or you at the valley low, whether you have joy unspeakable or full of glory, or whether you, man, you in despair and sad and brokenhearted, man, he wants you to know, man, that you know that you know that you know that he with us, and he ain't never going to leave you. He ain't never going to forsake you. Or it might seem like he have. It might seem like he ain't there. But boy, he going to hold fast to his word, man. Let me tell you something. When Adam and Eve fell, man, let me tell you, God couldn't live with him in the way he designed to do. But he ain't never left him. And he ain't never forsook him. Even the children of Israel, man, when they went through all them things and, man, would serve other gods and do all kind of things that was against God's laws and everything else. And man, you know, the wrath of God, whatever, would come down on him, man. But boy, let me tell you something. He ain't never left him. He ain't never forsook him. Even though he had to whip they behind, even though he had to call some of them home, even though some of them, man, was, but he never left him. He ain't never forsook him. Always there. Always near. He wasn't for her. He couldn't live in him like his original plan was, but he was always near. Let me tell you something. I don't care what the deal is. He ain't never going to leave you. He ain't never going to forsake you. We leave him and we forsake him, but he had to listen. Not him. He ain't never going to leave you, and he ain't never going to forsake you. When you realize, man, that he around you, what Jesus say, I come to bring the kingdom of heaven is at hand. What it is, it's all around you. But he wanted better than that, man. That's all around you, and you can know of it, and you can preach about it and everything else. But boy, when that kingdom of God get on the inside of you, like what God originally planned, listen, God don't just want to be around you. He ain't never going to leave us, and he ain't never going to forsake us. He wants us to know that. But that's something greater than that, man. Reason why he's still around us and hanging around us, man, even while we yet in our sins, man. Because, boy, he know that he cleaned us up, man. He want to get closer than that. He don't want to just be around us. He want to live on the inside of us. He want to take up residence in your spirit, man, and manifest itself, man, to your soul, man, and then relay it to your body, and then through your body be manifested on his earth. The only way he can do that and manifest his glory, he can't just be around you. He got to be in you. And boy, that's why I say when he started washing them with the word of his grace, when he cleaned them up and everything else, man, for what purpose, man? Because he wants you to know, man, that he not only, man, ain't never going to leave you and ain't going to never forsake you, but he wants you to know that he's on the inside of you, that he lives in your spirit. And boy, when you can know that and then know that and then know that and then know that you know that you know that, man, and man, instead of living life in despair, man, and heartbroken and beat down by the bigly elements of this world, man, you'll start rising up and say, hold up. Then, man, you'll start growing in that word that you hear, man, great is he that's in me than he that's in the world, man. Instead of just quoting the scriptures, man, you'll know, boy, that great is he. Where he at? That's on the inside of me. Where Jesus at? He on the inside of you. Where the Holy Spirit at? He on the inside of you. Where the Father at? He on the inside of us. He not just not only. If God say, I ain't going to never leave you and I ain't going to never forsake you, just think what happened, man, once he cleansed us up, man, so that he could not only be around us, man, but now can be on the inside of us. You don't know that. Most Christians don't know that. They think they're so unrighteous and unholy, man, you know, and don't know what's really going on, man. And boy, like I say, that's what it meant when he say, Christ say, hey, listen, it's not me, it's Christ, it's the Father that do the work. He the one that dwelleth in me that do the work. Even Jesus never attributed none of those mighty works that he did to himself. He say, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. What you talking about, Arthur? What you saying, man? All I'm saying, man, is I'm just telling you on this radio broadcast, boy, what your Father's doing. And boy, as you find out what your Father's doing, like I say, that don't make you just cease from your works and just let him do all the work. No, you start getting in on what your Father's doing. Like I say, when you're a little bitty baby, you can't walk and you can't feed yourself, man. You can't, man, talk and everything else. But, man, he didn't want you to stay no little bitty baby. He wants you to grow up. Why? Because, man, he got a mandate for us. He got assignment for us, man. All them people that's out in the world, man, whether they're Hindus, Voodoos, Muslims, black, white, man, racist, whatever they hear, all them people, man, oh, that's our brothers and sisters. They're just dead in trespass and sin. They just kidnapped, man, and don't. How God gonna get all them, everybody, the whole human race, oh, man, he come, man, redeem our life from destruction, clean us up, man, make us fit, man, for the master's use, man, and then send us back out there on the highway and byways and that road that's wide that lead to destruction, man, and win the loss to the kingdom of God. We call it winning souls for the kingdom of God. Go and let people know, man, that God was in Christ Jesus, man, reconciling mankind back to himself. And that work of reconciliation, that ministry of reconciliation, he ain't trying to do it, man. It's already done. I told you, sin separated us from him. But Jesus righteousness, and that sin that separated us from us wasn't your sin. Your sin just kept you separated from him. It wasn't your sin that separated us from God. It was Adam's sin. The first print. And through Adam's sin, then we all, man, like I say, kidnapped and born and shaped up, man, into this world that we live in here now. You couldn't help but to sin. That was your nature. You grew up in it, born in it, trained in it, conditioned in it. That's why I say God ain't holding nothing against you. Not as far as condemning you. He, man, he loved you so much, boy, that he want to reconcile you. Listen, that's what Jesus say my church gonna consist of. That's my cabinet. That's my call out ones. And what they gonna do, man, they gonna receive, man, from me, man. They gonna freely receive what? And they gonna freely, man, give. They gonna, man, sit out at my feet, man, and be taught by me, man. And then when the things that I'm gonna teach them, boy, listen, they don't really know everything yet, but boy, when the Holy Spirit come, then they gonna be able to do the same thing I did. They gonna go and make disciples of all men. And then the men that they make disciples of, they're going to make disciples. And one that they make disciples of, going to go and make disciples of them. What are they doing? The winning souls. What? To the church? To the Jesus Way ministry, man? Or to the church? No, to the kingdom of God. And as a result of it, man, where well, they can get all their inheritance, all their blessings. What's the bait, Arthur? What God used to draw us? He said, with love and kindness have I drawn you, man. Listen, I told you, man, last week on this radio broadcast, Jesus Christ is the door into all this that I'm talking about, into the kingdom. And, man, what we got to do, man, I say, I won't do that. But what... Help me, Holy Ghost. The fields are ripe for harvest, but it's the laborers that are few. They're going out fishing, man, and they're coming back just like Peter and them did, man. Yeah, we fished all night and ain't caught nothing. We've been fishing, man, for all our life, man. Ain't won nobody. Ain't no souls, man, being... But we fished all night, caught nothing. Help us, Lord. Jesus gave him an unorthodox way, man, and he told him, man, hey, listen, I'm going to show you a different way. Maybe, man, you know the technique that you've been accustomed to, man, that allows you to catch a few fish, man, you know, here and there. I'm going to show you a better way. And you catch a few fish here when you go out and everything else, boy, but Jesus showed them a whole new technique to make a long story short. You know the story, man. They call boat sinking loads of fish. Hello. You know, I don't know why the Holy Spirit lead me this way. I think I'm trying to. Alright. You know, sometimes God would be trying to go in one direction, man. You know, I think, you know, it's me, you know, be trying to fight against it, you know. Not fight against it, but trying to stay in one vein. Listen, I think the reason why we've been ineffective, man, you know, because maybe we've been fishing with the wrong bait. Maybe we've been fishing, man, with the gospel of Jesus, with that bait, instead of the gospel that Jesus preached. Maybe we've been going about, man, for the last 2,000 years, or however long it's been, man, you know, telling people all about the door and the way and the truth and his life, all about Jesus, preaching the gospel of Jesus. Preaching the cross of Christ, all about Jesus. And boy, when all the time he not it, he's a door to it. And most of the time I say we come to the door and we admire the door, man, you know, and man, we take possession of the door, you know, and all the things the door have for us, man. Because you know, and then some people come on in like that. They catch a few fish like they would, like the fisherman's done. But Jesus taught them how to catch a boat sinking. You know what? He didn't tell them too much. He didn't tell them about the door. He told a man what was all behind the door. That's what he preached. He didn't preach the door. He preached everything that was behind the door. He said, hey, you over there, you brokenhearted. Yeah, listen. In this kingdom right here, man, is peace and joy and fulfillment of life. You come on into the kingdom, man, and his way of doing things, man, you won't have no broken heart no more. Why? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has sent me to heal the broken heart. Hey, you over there, man, that don't have and don't know how you're going to make it and can't see your way out, man. And, man, worried, man, wake the weak, man, on how you're going to make it. Listen, your father know that you have need of all those things. Behind that door, boy, is provision, man, everything that you have need of. Your father take care of you even when you don't understand it, even when you don't know it, man. I'm talking about if it's even an impossible situation. All that's behind the door. Hey, see, you over there that's sick in your body? Yeah. Behind this door over here, man, you know, is all the healing that you're ever going to need. Hey, see, you over there who's feeling the despair and unrighteous, man, and unworthy. Behind this door, man, is the righteousness, man, of God. Is a robe of righteousness that he want to clothe you with. See, you over there who are poor. If behind this door, the streets is paved with gold, and you have an inheritance. What? The Father owned all the cattle on 1,000 hills. All the gold and all the silver belong to him, and you are heir of him and a joint heir, man, with his son. You rich above measure. You have treasures, man, behind this door that you, man, I'm talking about consistent, but way more than just the gold and the silver. You got all the treasures, man, of heaven. All that's behind the door. See, you over there who is struggling in your business, you know, and seem like your children are gone wayward, man, and nothing seems right, man, and you're facing all kind of problems and turmoil and everything in life. Hey, all you with heavy laden, come over into this kingdom, man, you know, and find rest and peace. See, in this kingdom, man, your burden is, he'll yoke up with you, man. And when he yoke up with you, man, your burden is easy and light. Even as he yoke up with you, man, it's easy, man. When it be like, man, instead of you carrying the load, he'll carry the load for you. See, you over there who are in doubt and unbelief, man, and this kingdom over here, man, is faith and love, man. See, you over there that's hating, man, your brother, and for what they did and this and that and everything else, huh? Yeah, and you over there, man, who don't like this ethnic group or this race or that race over there. In the kingdom, man, you know, behind this door, it ain't none of that, man. There's people there that consist of all your nationalities and all your ethnic group. But over behind this door, they're just one race, the human race. They just have one faith, one Lord. Baptized, man, with one man word. One baptism, what? Baptized, man, with the kingdom, man. Oh God. See you who are worried. See you who have lost loved ones and everything else. And boy, it's so hard for you, man. Listen, if you could come behind this door, man, you would see, man, that your loved ones are a part of a great crowd of witnesses, man, that are awaiting you. And even though you can't see them, man, with these physical eyes, you'll be able to see them, man, with your spiritual eyes. And know, boy, that they are in the presence of the Lord and that everything is all right. So you can look, see you over there who are in fear of death and all that. You can look death, man, eyeball to eyeball, man, and let it know, boy, that the spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. Well, that's it, Arthur. That's in my church and in my conduct. And, man, I quit doing this. No, that's all behind that door. That's all in the kingdom. That's all. And you know what the invitation is. You know what the cry is. And Jesus, this is how he started off. He said, hey, listen, repent. Why? Because the kingdom of heaven is around you. It's all around you. I couldn't have bring it. I got it. I couldn't have bring it to you. What? All of the kingdom of heaven, all his attributes, everything, man, it's yours. I couldn't have bring it back to you. It's among you now. And when I finish doing what the Father sent me to do, man, it's not only going to be able to be among you, man, but if you receive it and come to the knowledge of it and the understanding of it, hey, it'll go from being just among you, man, to being in you. You'll be able to, man, come behind the veil into the holiest of holies, man, into the very presence of the Lord, where you can have your personal encounter with the Lord, boy. What people say, go make disciples of all men and teach them what I taught you, what? That the kingdom of heaven, man, is here. Teach them that. Go preach that. You know something, you know what we do? We preach the kingdom of God as a byproduct. And all the other messages, man, that we preach born again all the time, man. Jesus never preached born again. Not to the masses of the people. He told that to a religious ruler, man, 2 o'clock in the morning, man, who came to Jesus and said, hey, listen, Lord, I done heard everything else I've been seeing in my way of doing things, the way I've been preaching, the way I've been teaching, and all that's a good thing and everything else. But, man, you a little bit different. And it's not just enticing words of your knowledge and your wisdom, but it's in demonstration and power, man. And everything that you're saying is pertaining to this kingdom, man, of God and the kingdom of heaven. How you get into this kingdom? And Jesus just answered the question, except a man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom. Well, hey, this is a spiritual kingdom. Flesh and blood cannot inherit this kingdom. Lord, I told you, boy, it comes straight up on the inside of you, on in the earth. No, flesh and blood can't inherit this kingdom. That's why God cursed. That's why the earth, the ground cursed. When God cursed man, when he put the curse on Adam, them back in the garden, man, he didn't curse Adam. He said, Adam, cursed is the ground for your sake. What ground you talking about? I ain't just talking about the earth, but your body too. All that comes from the earth. Just like this earth, man, is thistles and thorns and problems and all that, and calamities and tornadoes and all that. They say, cursed is the ground for your sake, Adam. Why? All of it going to die. Even this earth, they going to be, I'm going to ball that up and fold that up, man. I'm going to create a new heaven and a new earth, man. Cursed is the ground. Why? Not you, Adam. I blessed you. But that body that you're living in, you're going to die. Because you died spiritually. And you were separated from me. So, you know, and you're going to die. But after the death, come the resurrection. You who were dead in trespasses and sin, has God raised up and made to sit with Christ Jesus in heavenly places, far above all principalities and powers and dominions and might. In other words, far above all the bigly elements of this world, far above the devil, all his demons, all the circumstance, situation, and symptoms, man, that they, man, attack us with, man. You've been not going to be. We've been made to sit, man, with Christ Jesus in those heavenly places, man. Well, all that's behind the door. When you come into the kingdom, that's why I say, and then when you come into the kingdom, all those things that's behind the door, then you start, man, learning, man, the functioning principles. You start learning what key, man, open what door, man. What key open the door to the righteousness of God? What the word say about, man? What key, what you mean, the word of God, man? What key open the door to all the healing that I'm going to need, man? The word of God, the key, what the word say about your healing, man? What the word say about your righteousness? Not what the preacher say, not what somebody's opinion say. What God say about your righteousness. This is what he said. He said, man, he who knew no sin, talking about Jesus, he made him to be sin so that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That's the first thing you see when you come behind that door. Boy, boy, you'll see, man, that's the first thing. It's like a big old warehouse, man, with nothing but blessing. And you can't even see the end of it. Look like it just what's in it, man? The first thing you see in there, that's behind that, man, is righteousness. What that mean, man? Right standings with God. Then there, when you come behind the door, you come back into right relationship, right alignment, man, with Almighty God. A new beginning. Well, all your sins washed as white as snow, man. Then there, in there, man, you start living, man, from there, man. You start seeing your righteousness, how righteous you are. The Bible said this way, as you awake to the righteousness, as you realize that and see that, then you start living like that. Line up on line, precept up on precept. The Bible calls it this way, going from glory to glory to glory to glory. Well, all that said, Arthur, man, that's not at the door. That's behind the door. What's the door? Jesus and all the things that he did and then the gospel of Jesus and everything else. And we need to hear that. That's the door. But this is what we missed today. Paul said, this is what the Bible said. Paul received all of those who came to him, man, in his house, and he preached unto them the kingdom of God, and he taught them about the Lord Jesus Christ. That's how he was able, man, to evangelize a man and catch so many people, man, and win them to the kingdom of God. What he did, Arthur, listen to this again, especially ministers. He preached unto them the kingdom of God, and he taught them about the Lord Jesus Christ. He didn't preach Christ to them. He preached the kingdom to them. He preached what was behind that door to them. And when he preached everything that was behind that door to them, man, when they wanted to come in, man, then he taught them, man, about the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the way. He's the truth. He's the life. He's the perfect martyr. If you look at, man, his life on the earth and his story on the earth, man, you'll see, man, how God designed for you to live here on earth. Instead of circumstances and situations and symptoms dictating to him, he dictated to every circumstance, situation, and symptom in his life. When they brought the sick to him, he healed them. When they brought, man, demon-possessed people, he cast them out, man. When they thought they got rid of him and crucified him, man, he did just like you say, hey, I laid my body, I lay my life down, I take it back up again. Even death, he couldn't even, he dictated to even death. And he wasn't doing all that, man, to say, hey, listen, I'm Jesus, and man, no, he was doing all that to let you know that, man, hey, this is how you are too. As I am, so are you. Same spirit that's on the inside of me that anoints me to be who I am, same Holy Ghost, man, that I sent back to you. What I got to do now, I got to start learning how to live and operate and think and function, man, like that. You're trying to get saved, man. You're already saved. You just have to receive it. The Bible says he so loved the world, he sent his only begotten son and found us, kidnapped and everything else, and brought us back, man, just like we was, man, and that whosoever would believe in him would not perish but have everlasting life. He sent, man, his word, man, and as many as received him, he gave them the power to become the sons of God. As many as did what? Received it. Grabbed a hold of it. Your gift. Your gift of salvation, your gift of love, your gift of peace, your gift, all those things that's behind the door that I'm talking about, that's yours. That's your inheritance. They belong to you. You don't have to earn that. It's your inheritance. All you got to do, man, is come to the knowledge of it, man, and come on in. Come get your stuff. Come get it, man. How are they? Just like you are. You don't have to know a clue about it. You know, you can be, man, in sin, and you can be in whatever, man. He said, just come like you are. And boy, when if you come to the door, man, you might get, you know, the blood of the Lamb sprinkled up on the doorpost of your house, man. Let me say it a different way. When you come to the Lamb, well, my time is about up. We're going to take it up next week. Listen, this is an invitation to you, and this is what God is saying. Come, all of you, under the sound of my voice, and to the whole human race, who are blessed of your Father, and get your inheritance, the kingdom of heaven that was prepared for you before the foundation of the world. Listen, the prayer is this. You don't have to pray. All you got to do is just come. Listen, we love ministering to you. Again, my time is up. And I look forward to, man, ministering to y'all every Saturday. Our phone number is 713-870-3776. Again, 713-870-3776. And listen, God bless you. We'll see you next week.
This is Pastor Arthur LeBain. We at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry would like to thank you for allowing us the opportunity to serve you and your family. We trust that the messages on these broadcasts has been a tremendous blessing to your life. We pray and speak the blessing of God upon your life.